Hello.
Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Okay.
Is that okay? Thank you. 1 second. So the first question is, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, US Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Almost certain, probably 50-50, I don't think we'll vote.
Almost certain.
What is your race?
Everything.
Why?
Hispanic.
Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
U.S., Iran, Mexico, Romania.
Mexico, okay. Which language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
English. And what year was you born?
81.
Thank you. So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, and 100 means very warm. So the first person is Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 100, what do you rate him?
50.
The next person is Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate him?
80.
80, okay. Andy Kim, the South Jersey U.S. Congressman.
I don't really know him.
Yeah, no problem. If you're not sure, you can say not sure as well. Okay. Stephen Fulop, the mayor of Jersey City.
16.
Six zero.
Yes.
Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman.
Zero.
Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey.
Oh. 90,
okay. Tammy Murphy, the first lady of New Jersey.
Sure, 90.
Okay. And Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure.
Not sure, no problem.
Yeah.
So when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
That I'm not too sure. I mean, just the charges.
Yeah, say that again, sorry.
The charges.
The charges.
Like, I think, like, the wasn't he the one with the bribery charges?
No, that's his dad, Bob Menendez. Oh. So that's his son is Rob Menendez.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard of him?
No, I've heard of him. I just got them mixed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just that you know, that whole mess is what I think of.
The whole mess with his father.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez, which is his son, is doing as your member of Congress. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Unsure.
Unsure, no problem. And if the Democratic primary election for US Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Mendina, for whom would you vote?
I kind of like Andy Kim.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
I'm unsure.
Unsure, no problem. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, which is the dad?
Yes.
A lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Okay. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. The answers are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Yep. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Agree.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because of his Senate, because of his dad, Bob Menendez.
Disagree.
Okay. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father's, about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I disagree.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Bob Menendez.
Disagree,
okay. So I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowlich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which of them two statements come closer to your own view?
The latter.
The what, sorry?
The last one.
The last one. Would you say it's much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay. So I'm going to read you two more statements, again, critics and supporters. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in forms of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father, because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Which of them two?
The latter one, somewhat closely.
Okay. So I'm going to read you some brief statements about the candidates for Congress in your district. So please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. So a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up against the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Was it very agreeing?
Not at all more likely, a little more likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support that member in Congress.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, okay. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to putting money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
Somewhat likely.
Okay, yeah. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's healthcare.
Very likely.
Okay, yeah. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat, okay. So the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle JC, for whom would you vote?
Ravi Bala.
Okay. So I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. So Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Disagree,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms.
Agreeing.
Okay, yep. So a little less likely, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
I'm sure.
Okay, no problem. So after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Ravi Bala, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Ravi Bala.
Okay, yeah. So the final few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So thinking in political terms, would you say you are more liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or living with friends or family?
Home.
Okay. And what's the last year of schooling that you completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree?
Four-year college graduate.
Okay. And are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
No, okay. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, can I just have your first name?
Soraya.
Soraya, that's S-O-R-A-Y-A.
Yep.
Perfect. So thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in the follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Sure. Thank you very much. Well, that concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
No problem. You're welcome. That I'd be a
thank
nice
you very much.
Name.
No worries. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.